Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, May 21st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office arrested a man and a male juvenile on Wednesday, May 19th, after the two drove around a park shooting at children with a pellet gun. Jordan Hawes, 18, and Terrell Covington, 17, both from Lakeland, were charged with three counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after they shot and struck three boys ages 10, 12, and 13, causing welts and redness. Deputies responded to the Highland City Ballpark at 3930 Ballpark Road in Lakeland at about 6:45 p.m. in reference to the two suspects driving around the park in a white Mercedes and shooting at the children. Both suspects were located, and it was determined that Hawes was the driver of the vehicle and he was filming the incident on his cell phone while Covington did the shooting. Hawes' cell phone and the pellet gun were located and taken as evidence. Jordan Hawes was transported to the Polk County Jail and Terrell Covington was taken to the Juvenile Assessment Center in Bartow. Your local events, Central Florida Shine 10U softball team is looking to add girls to their roster, birth year 2011 or 2012. They will host open tryouts at 9 a.m. on May 22nd at 1001 McLeod Road in Frostproof. There is no cost to try out. For more information, you can call 863-528-1331 or 863-557-3650. Do you have a teen driver or a child who will soon become a teen driver? The Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a teen driving education class on Saturday, May 22nd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. If you're interested, please RSVP with Lieutenant T. Fort at 863-773-3265 or email tfort@wauchulapolice.com. And Hardy District Schools and the Early Learning Coalition of Florida's Heartland will have their summer voluntary pre-K program, and you can register for free by going online to elcfloridasheartland.org. For questions, you can call 941-255-1650. Your jobs here in the area, the city of Wauchula is looking for a water and sewer distribution maintenance worker. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are required, and a Class 3 distribution system operator license is preferred. JLC Farms is looking for Class A CDL drivers with good driving records, local and long distance work with year-long work available. Please contact Jake Carlton at 863-445-0168 for more information. And Britt Custom Painting is looking for a painter. A driver's license and 3 years of painting experience are required. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Before we get started with your weather report and forecast, we want to announce the National Weather Service in Ruskin has issued a red flag warning, which is in effect from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time Friday. Your affected areas are Polk, Hardy, and Highlands counties. Winds east winds sustained around 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. The humidity is around 35%. Energy release component is 33 to 39. Impacts any fires that develop will likely spread rapidly, and outdoor burning is not recommended. Your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions clear. Temperature 75 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is 60. Relative humidity 61%. Winds from the east at 14, gusting to 22 miles per hour. Visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.28 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, mostly sunny and windy. Highs in the upper 80s. East winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-60s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25, diminishing to around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. And Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour after midnight. So it's going to look like a clear weekend so far. So make sure to stay cool out there, folks. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A chilly, wet winter isn't the worst thing if you're a Georgia farmer. A cooler December, January, and February slowed the growth of broccoli, cauliflower, onions, greens, and cabbage, and also brought a fair amount of rain. According to University of Georgia horticulture professor Timothy Coulong, Heather Wetherington with Baker Farms tells thepacker.com the excessive rain early on caused wet fields and delayed some planting, but the cooler spring has been a real advantage. Farmers in the Midwest and Plains are reaping a cash bonanza that has dramatically improved their finances a year after the pandemic pummeled commodity markets and prompted a record $46 billion in federal payments to agriculture. Last week, according to Agriculture.com, three Federal Reserve banks said farm income strengthened early this year, a continuation of the improvement seen at the end of 2020. Bayer is disappointed with the California Federal Appeals Court decision upholding a verdict on its glyphosate product Roundup. The plaintiff contends Roundup caused his cancer, and he was initially awarded $80 million, but that was later cut to $25 million. According to Agriculture.com, Bayer says they believe the Ninth Circuit Court decision is wrong because the EPA has determined that a cancer warning for Roundup is not warranted and is improper. This is the second appeal lost by Bayer of the three high-profile Roundup cases.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture is praising the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative, which was launched in March. The program, which offers $330 million to help agricultural producers and organizations, includes $169 million for the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program and $75 million for the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Initiative Program, which assists low-income consumers to purchase fresh fruit and vegetables. It also includes the Dairy Donation Program. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried applauded the ability of its funding and encouraged Florida's producers to apply if eligible. Commissioner Fried said, quote, COVID-19 caused serious financial hardships for so many of Florida's agriculture producers, especially our seasonal crop growers and dairy producers, who struggled to get their products to consumers. At the time, food insecurity has risen dramatically in Florida, with 3.5 million Floridians, 1 million of them children, facing chronic hunger. This new round of funding will provide still-needed relief for our proud growers, support of our farm workers and food businesses, and help our families afford healthy nutrition. End quote. Specialty Crop Block Grant Program is aimed at funding innovative projects designed to support the expanding specialty crop food sector. Florida's specialty crop producers faced $522 million in estimated losses due to reduced demand and a weakened economy during the pandemic.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander. Fewer Americans sought unemployment aid last week, the latest encouraging sign of the rebounding U.S. economy, just as some states are moving to cut off federal benefits for the jobless. 23 states plan to begin blocking a $300 a week federal payment for the unemployed starting in June. The jobless have been able to receive the money on top of their regular state unemployment aid. The Ford Motor Company is forming a joint venture that will build 2 North American factories to build batteries for roughly 600,000 electric vehicles per year by the middle of this decade. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 188 points to close at 34,084. The NASDAQ gained 236 to 13,535. And the S&P 500 was up 43 points to 4,159. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Well, the NBA playoffs are finally set after the final play-in game yesterday. Russell Westbrook nearly had a triple-double. Bradley Beal scored 25 to help the Wizards reach the playoffs as the Eastern Conference's number 8 seed, beating the Pacers 142 to 115 in the play-in round. Washington led by as many as 38 points and advances to face the number 1 seed Philadelphia 76ers in the opening round. NHL playoff action yesterday, Riley Smith capped a 3-goal second period surge by the Golden Knights with a go-ahead score 5-2 victory over the Minnesota Wild, grabbed the lead in the first round playoff series. Knights went up 2-1 in the Western Division matchup. Paul Byron broke a tie with a shorthanded goal from his knees with about 7 minutes to go. The Montreal Canadiens beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 2-1 on Thursday night in Game 1 of their first-round series between two of the original six rivals. This is SRN Sports. Moving on to Major League Baseball, in the American League yesterday, the Rays pounded Baltimore 10-1. Yankees 2, Texas nothing. It was the Angels over Minnesota 7-1. Houston was too much for the A's, 8-4. Twins 6, Angels 3, and the Red Sox gave Toronto the slip 8-7. In the National League, the Giants humiliated Cincinnati 19-4, the final there. It was the Cubs over the Nationals 5-2. Miami 6, Philadelphia nothing. Pittsburgh beat Atlanta by a 6-4 score. The Dodgers edged Arizona 3-2. In golf, Corey Connors made only one bogey on his way to a 67 and a two-shot lead of the PGA Championship yesterday. The wind was stiff enough off the Atlantic that only seven players shot in the 60s. That's the fewest for the opening round of the PGA in 20 years. Brooks Koepka was amongst those two shots behind the leader. With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, and no other bank can earn that title other than First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: don't be sad when a bird drops one on your head. Be happy that cows can't fly. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.